Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I couldn't be more pleased to have back with us a friend and colleague I've come to admire enormously for the work that he is doing as the Director of Investigations and Research at the incredibly effective Judicial Watch. He has been there since 1999, coming to it from a very distinguished career in the United States Army. He served as an intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence, or HUMINT as it's known. He is, of course, Chris Farrell, and we have a chance to visit with him every once in a while about the work of the Judicial Watch, and it's great to be able to start the new year with an update. Chris, good to have you.
Great to be on you, Frank. Thanks.
Listen, there's so much to talk about. I think in the holiday period, you were able to get yet another favorable ruling from a federal judge on the whole Clinton email investigatory front. Talk a bit about both what the latest developments have been and what we've learned so far about Mrs. Clinton and her operations.
We had an appellate court victory. A U.S. district court here in D.C. had said that John Kerry really didn't have to abide by the Federal Records Act and really didn't have to talk to the Attorney General about the records that Mrs. Clinton absconded with because, well, that was all being taken care of. So there was sort of an effort at the district court level to kind of sweep things under the rug and say, well, we've done enough already. And so we appealed that decision, and the appellate court agreed with us and said, no, Mr. Kerry actually has an obligation under the law to communicate with the Attorney General and to try to recover the records that Mrs. Clinton stole and then destroyed a large part of them. And so it's important because it really requires the government to follow their own rules. It's an enormously important legally, but procedurally, it's important. And so that was great. And then, of course, overall, you know, we've gotten a ton of information and we continue to receive emails. In fact, we just got another batch of Huma Abedin emails this morning. And as soon as we review those, we'll be putting them out.
Well, again, this is what has been so singular about your work is that where we have seen, of course, the Justice Department, the FBI, even the Congress under Republicans fall short, you have been doggedly extracting this kind of information and really through your litigation ensuring that the rule of law is applied. So I salute you for it. On the Huma Abedin business, as you know, I've long been very, very concerned about her role in the Clinton world and, for that matter, at the highest levels of the United States government. In terms of what you've already obtained, Chris Farrell, in your Judicial Watch investigation of her emails and conduct, you actually deposed her, as I recall, last year. What would you say about this woman's well, at the very least, her attitude towards security of information, classified especially, if not more broadly, her associations and conduct?
Well, of course, she has very disturbing family connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's, I think, first and foremost.
There's no question in your mind that that's the case. We hear a lot of people poo-pooing that and dissing it as a conspiracy theory.
No, they try to whitewash it and talk it away and say it's no big deal, but it is a big deal.
And you say that as a guy who spent your life's work prior to Judicial Watch in the human intelligence and the counterintelligence business. So I think that ought to be taken very seriously.
People don't get security clearances because of foreign contact and control. And this is a textbook version of it, or at least they have to explain it in excruciating detail. And I don't think anyone's ever heard an explanation of it, exactly what the relationships and roles were.
Let alone that there's been any disavowal of the Brotherhood affiliations or objectives of her family in connection with the Brotherhood.
No, I mean, and they're publishing a journal. They're on the record in print with some pretty outrageous, outlandish, positions and philosophical points about what is good and true and proper in the world that certainly don't line up with the United States Constitution.
Yeah, no, it's just Sharia supremacism, full stop. But anyway, in terms of your insights into her conduct with respect to classified information, is there anything that you would just say briefly on that score?
Yeah, I mean, look, she was involved in a scheme to bypass all the normal handling procedures for classified information. She was actively managing, in one form or another, Mrs. Clinton's correspondence and communications that went over this outlaw email server. We know the 22 top secrets SCI, the most classified material in our government system, the 22 of those emails went across that server. She was involved in this grab bag communication of classified material, Clinton Foundation work, personal business connections. You know, you couldn't, there's no daylight between her activities, the Clinton Foundation, the State Department, a complete mishmash, really an abuse of her office and a danger from a classified information perspective regarding Mrs. Clinton.
Do you think that all of these folks are likely to get a pardon by Barack Obama on his way out the door so that the investigations, perhaps not yours, but official ones, will come to a screeching halt? Chris Farrell?
I don't think so, because I think Dems have a
Dems
this
meaning Democrats.
Not wanting to be equated with Nixon, right? And so, if you get this sort of preemptive, all-encompassing, you know, retroactive into the future pardon, as Ford did to Nixon, well, then you're putting Hillary Clinton and her associates in the same boat as Nixon.
Chris, let me ask you about one other subject. That is the evidence that you have been uncovering of Islamic State, Hezbollah, other jihadist organizations operating across our border and coming in on this side as a result. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, for years, we've been reporting on the actions of militant Islamists using the southern border as a way to enter the United States. We focused on El Paso, but there's other places. We have documentation going back to 2004 where the State Department discusses two Arab cells operating in Juarez to move people into the United States. We have our own reporting, our own efforts with contacts on both sides of the border, where we've given excruciating detail on this vulnerability. Mr. Comey, the compromised FBI director, called it nonsense a year ago. But now we have corroboration by no less than the incoming Homeland Security Secretary, General Kelly, Admiral Tidd, the current SOUTHCOM commander, and then a Spanish military journal, sort of like their journal for the Spanish War College, detailing the operations of Hezbollah. We reported on a Hezbollah counterfeiting operation in Juarez 2 years ago. And so finally, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost. All of our reporting that was sort of tis-tis and, oh, that can't be, are now being confirmed and corroborated by people like the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Journal of the Spanish, basically, Army War College.
Hey, Chris, in our closing 30 seconds, quickly, I must say, fathom what the Congress, the House of Representatives under the Republican leadership of Paul Ryan has been thinking. But their first order of business apparently was to dismantle some of the independent ethics oversight of the House. I know you guys have been very, very concerned about ethics in government throughout, not just Congress. But what do you make of this step?
This is a level of idiocy and tone deafness that is really unparalleled. The incoming president, Mr. Trump, has repeatedly talked about draining the swamp. This is specifically what he was talking about. This is what the American people elected him for. Enough of the inside Washington, you know, under the table wheeler dealer stuff. Let's clean house.
Chris Farrell, again, I salute you for the work you do at Judicial Watch. Come back to us often, as I say, in 2017. And again, a happy new year to you. And I hope the rest of you will do the same, early and often in this very important new year. Thank you for joining us. This is Frank Gaffney. We'll talk with you again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.